Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Are you excited to be in God's house? Glory to God. Lift up your hands and begin to bless the Lord. Give him all the praise and all the glory. Jesus deserves the praise. Lift your voice and bless the name of the Lord and give him all the praise. Sateba la cabra tieso sapatane che sise shafele capetandis. Thank you, Father. Tonight is a night of glory for us. We ask that you enlighten us, teach us your ways, fill us with your glory, and we will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. You're welcome to Revival Night. I'm going to share something short with you tonight, and then we are going to pray. Quickly, I'm going to share with you on the feedback of prayer. The feedback of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The feedback of prayer. Now come with me to the book of Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, the verse 28. To the verse 34. Luke chapter 9, the verse 28 to the verse 34. I read, the Bible says, and it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was as white and glistering. The verse 30, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and speak of his disease, which he should accomplish in Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. The verse 33, and it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. The verse 34, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. Hallelujah. You are not here with me. Hallelujah. Now, I'm teaching quickly on the feedbacks of prayer. The feedbacks of prayer. Now, it's very interesting to understand this passage we just read in the book of Luke, chapter 9. The Bible speaks of the prayer life of Jesus Christ right from the beginning of his ministry. It tells us of how Jesus Christ went on a 40 days fast, how prayer was a predominant feature of his life and ministry. In the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 35, the Bible says that he woke up a great while before day, and he went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. In Luke 5:16, the Bible says that he often withdrew himself and went to a solitary place, and he prayed. In Luke chapter 6, the Bible tells us he prayed all night before choosing his disciples. as you read further in the Gospels, one thing you find in the life of Jesus that was a reoccurring part of his life was his prayer life. In the book of Luke chapter 9, the Bible tells us that Jesus went to a mountain to pray. And the Bible says that as he prayed, which means the emphasis here was on his continuance. The emphasis was on his consistency. The emphasis here was on the continuousness of Jesus' prayer. How he tarried in this life of prayer as a lifestyle. It was as he prayed. That means that he was not really expecting what he experienced. But the Bible says, as he prayed. I think your sound is okay. As he prayed. I had to meditate on that word, as he prayed. Which means the experience he had, which we read in the book of Luke chapter 9, was as a result of his staying in the place of prayer for a time. And the Bible says, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Altered means it was changed. There was a feedback as Jesus continued in prayer. Now, for example, when you put a metal on fire for some time, after some time, the feedback is that the metal becomes red hot, right? But you see, it is until the metal has been placed on the fire over a period of time. It is as the metal is on the fire that the metal becomes hot. Are we getting this thing? So the heat that the metal assumes becomes the feedback of staying fire. Are we following this? So the Bible says it was as Jesus prayed, something happened to his countenance. So he says that as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistering. Now, I want to try to teach you about five feedbacks of prayer, which means when a man makes prayer his lifestyle, when prayer becomes a predominant feature in the life of a Christian, when a believer continues a lifestyle of prayer, if a believer tarries in the place of prayer, there are some feedbacks that will come. Now, these feedbacks don't take place when you begin a prayer life after 2 days or 2 months. These feedbacks I'm teaching you are not feedbacks that comes after 6 months of prayer, after 3 months of prayer, after 3 weeks of prayer. This kind of feedback does not just come. You begin to experience these feedbacks when you tarry long, when you make prayer a lifestyle. You begin to see some feedback. So the first feedback, which you want to look quickly before we pray. The first feedback that we saw in scripture was the transformation of Jesus. The Bible says the fashion of his countenance was changed. Which means the appearance of his face changed. So the first feedback of prayer is transformation. Please put that down, very important. The first feedback of prayer is transformation. When a man makes prayer a lifestyle, something he can't do without, something that controls his life, the first feedback he begins to experience is transformation. Prayer will change you.
It will transform you. Hallelujah. Moses at the mountaintop, the first 40 days. The second 40 days, when Moses spent time at the mountain, the Bible says when he came back, his countenance changed and the people of Israel could not behold his face. That was the transformation that took place when Moses began to gaze at God in his presence. Please listen carefully because it's very important. So when you stay with God over a period of time, you will change. So we need to understand that prayer does not first of all change things. Prayer is first of all designed to change you. It is when you change that you can change things. It will transform your character. It will transform your perspective because there is something on God that will rub on you. It's a certain radiation therapy. So the first feedback of prayer is what? This class is dead. Is what? Transformation. His face changed. His perspective. Listen. You can never experience transformation without prayer. Very important point to note that. You can never experience transformation as a believer without prayer. Hallelujah. You have a certain character. You have a certain lifestyle that is not bringing glory to God. It will take some time of prayer for you to see it change. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance changed. Now observe the second thing there. The Bible says, and his raiment was white and what? Glistering. Now, white here in symbolism signifies purity, which leads us to the second feedback of prayer. The second feedback of prayer is purity. My goodness. If you've heard accounts of who have had cancer before, most of the time there's a therapy called the radiation therapy. There's a certain light, a certain ray of light that is placed on the area where the cancer has developed over a long period of time. Now, that laser light placed upon the area where the cancer is surfacing, over a period of time, that laser has the ability, the power to kill that cancer in the life of that patient. Sin is like a patient. It's like a cancer. Sin is like a cancer. And prayer, because it exposes you to the radiation of God's glory, the therapy to deal with sin in your life is exposing yourself to the light of God, which can only come in his presence through prayer. So when a believer exposes himself to prayer, there is a radiation that affects sin in his life. That is how come one of the first signs of prayerlessness is that temptations increase in your life as a child of God. If you stop praying for some time, you will start getting more tempted. I'm teaching good here. So if you realize that temptations have increased in your life, all kinds of temptation. It's like you are easily giving in to all kinds of stuff that you know does not bring glory to God. You are happy watching some videos on Facebook. Your spirit is telling you that this video is not right. You are in a group that is posting some strange videos. You open it, you saw what it was. You saw what it was telling you, and you managed to watch it for 5 minutes. These are all feedbacks telling you that there is something about your life you have not amended in the place of prayer. So prayer is a radiation therapy. It will burn and consume stained lifestyles and help to make you pure. For our God is a consuming fire. Fire purifies. If you stay in the presence of God over a time, that fire will consume your life. So hear me carefully. Holiness and prayer are always linked together. You are holy as you pray. Write that down. You are as holy as you pray. Jesus prayed and said, deliver us, lead us not into temptation. It was a prayer. Which means sin and prayerlessness are linked together. If you are battling or struggling with any sin, the first thing we have to check is your prayer life. If your prayer life is not working, purity will not work in your life. So listen, if you want to open the floodgates of sin in your life, close the door of prayer. I repeat, if you want to open the floodgates of sin in your life, close prayer in your life. Once you stop praying, you release dosages of sin and temptation in your life. And you can't stand it. Listen, when you stay with God, there is a character of God that affects your life. So the second feedback of prayer is what? Purity. Leonard Ravin Hill said, a sinning man will stop praying and a praying man will stop sinning. You can't do both at the same time. A sinning man will stop praying and a praying man will stop sinning. And hear me carefully. If Satan wants to attack your life when it comes to your morality, he will first attack your prayer life. If Satan can stop you from sinning, he can help you from praying, he can help you start sinning. So hear me. You have to rigidly, under every circumstance, maintain a consistency in prayer if you want to maintain consistency in purity. Hallelujah. Now when you read the verse 32, we see the next of the verse 32, the Bible said, but Peter and they that were with him were heavy and with sleep. And when they were awake, now observe that the Bible says they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. They saw what? They saw what? One more time, they saw what? His glory. Now, the third feedback of prayer is glory. It was in a place of prayer that they saw his glory. Listen to me. It is in a place of prayer that your glory, or the glory of God, can be seen in your life. Which means that prayer and glory are linked together. They saw his glory. It was as he was praying. So if you want to see the glory of God upon your life, you know, glory means splendor. Glory means beauty. Glory means brightness. Glory is an exposition. When a believer is exposed to the infinite possibilities of God, that's glory. Glory is God in a man's life. See, there's a difference between anointing and glory. There's a connection between prayer and the anointing, but there's also a connection between the anointing, between prayer and glory. Glory and anointing are not the same. You see, anointing is God empowering you to do something on His behalf. Are you following this? Are you here with me? Anointing is God what? Empowering you to do something on His behalf. Glory is when God does it Himself. So glory is God Himself. God can be separated from His anointing, but God cannot be separated from His glory, because His glory is Himself. So there is a link between prayer and glory. So if you will keep on praying, you will see glory in your life. Your life will become beautiful. It will affect your marriage. It will affect your decisions. It will affect your future. Today I was having a conversation with one man of God, and then he had a fellowship. These guys and ladies are just praying. When they were on campus, people feel that they were useless people because they spent all their time praying. After school, something is just shifting in their lives. And he was telling me the testimonies of what is going on in their lives. And I was telling him that this is the feedback of prayer. They will experience God's glory in every aspect of their lives. Listen, if you want to see glory, stay in the place of prayer. If you stay in the place of prayer, the things people chase will chase you. So the Bible says they saw His glory. His glory. They saw it. Which means that glory is seen. There is no glory that is hidden. Which means that one feedback of prayer is that everybody will see the glory of God upon your life. For example, this church has been praying when there was no hope. We just kept praying. We've been doing all nights every Friday for 3.5 years. This building is the glory of God revealed in the ministry. Please, are you following this? Is this seen or is not seen? When the glory appears upon your life, it is seen. So, glory is the feet of prayer. It cannot be denied. It is the undeniable hand of God in your life. Quickly before we pray. Number four. Now that you're going to see number four in the verse 30. Now after His countenance was altered, the Bible says that in the verse 30 of Luke chapter 9, and behold, there talked with Him two men, which were Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah. Now, the fourth feedback of prayer is encounters. As he prayed, two great men, in fact, two great prophets in the Bible appeared to him. Moses was an intercessor. Elijah was a man of prayer. These two people appeared to him, and that was an encounter he had. Listen to me. Prayer is connected to divine encounters. So the fourth feedback that will come if you will pray is that you will have encounters with God. Those encounters can come through dreams. It can come through prophetic manifestations. It can come through visions. One of my first encounters I had in prayer was when I was praying for 24 hours and I got to the 18th hour and I couldn't pray anymore. And a hand just, and I saw it. And the hand entered into my heart and brought out my heart and placed a metallic heart. It was just exactly like a human heart, but it was metal. And he placed it into my heart and took the human heart out. Then I woke up and I was able to finish the 24 hours prayer. It was since that day that my prayer life changed. That was an encounter. Listen, encounters are shortcuts to destiny. Encounters are shortcuts to destinies. If you have an encounter, your destiny has been shortened. The accomplishment of your destiny has been shortened through encounters. What will have taken you 30 years will take you 30 days when you have an encounter. Moses had an encounter in the burning bush, and that was how he received boldness to go and confront Pharaoh. A whole civilization was confronted by one man because of an encounter. Listen to me. You need an encounter. You have to start getting angry about your current life. You need an encounter. Moses and Elijah, these were two great prophets. I am speaking prophetically over someone's life that you will have an encounter tonight. You didn't hear me. I said great men of faith will appear to you in your dreams. I said you will have an encounter tonight in the name of Jesus. Listen, when you have an encounter, it is very sobering. You can be in an addiction for 20 years. One encounter can kill it. I said encounters are shortcuts to the fulfillment of purpose. One encounter with God, it can change everything about your life. I'm telling you. So the fourth feedback of prayer is an encounter. An encounter. An encounter. Moses and Elijah appeared to him and they began to have a tete-a-tete with him. They shared some things with him about his death. God can reveal certain things to you through encounters. He can share some secrets with you through encounters. He can deliver you from disease that has been on you for many years through encounters. He can show you things that have gone on in your family 10,000 years ago through encounters. Pray until something happens. Tell somebody, pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. See, pray until you see something. If you don't see something, don't stop praying. If you haven't seen anything after years of prayer, it's a sign you have not continued. Continue. Sometimes you fast 7 days, you don't see anything. Go again for 14. If you don't see anything, go again for 21. If you don't see anything, go again for 40 days. It was as he prayed. He didn't stop as he prayed. Two men appeared to him. Number five, the feet. Again in the verse 31, the Bible says, who appeared in glory. That's Moses and Elijah. And look at that. The Bible says, and speak of his death, which he should accomplish at what? Jerusalem. Now, Jesus knew something about his death. But it was the encounter he had with Moses and Elijah that he received clarity on even the location of his death. So hear me carefully. The feedback of prayer is clarity. 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 You can also write clarity of purpose. You receive clarity of purpose in the place of prayer. Clarity of purpose. So hear me, Jesus knew that he was going to die. But the clarity on the details of his death was not clear. It was through the encounter that he received specifications that he was clear on how he was going to die and where he was going to die. I'm teaching good. God can share things with you that you still need more clarity. Are you following what I'm saying? There are sometimes God will be speaking to you in mysteries, in parables, in figurative languages. You will need to tarry in prayer until you are clear. Because sometimes God can say something and mean something else. I hope you are aware. So hear me. The fact that you saw something does not mean God is saying that thing you are saying. Are you here with me? So listen to me. You will need clarity. Because if you miss what God is saying, it can cost you years. Please, I'm teaching good here. One guy that has been close to you for some time and you saw him in a dream. You guys were bathing in the garden. He didn't mean that he's your husband, no. You didn't understand what I'm saying. You will need to go for clarity. Tell somebody clarity. I'm teaching good here. There was a time I received some money and God said I should go and sow the money as a seed. The money was quite huge. And in my carnal mind, you know, I felt the money is too huge. Giving it to one man of God or to one ministry is too much. So I said in my own mind, let me divide it into 15 so that I can give it to all these people so I can please them. And God said, it was in a place of prayer. And God said, I didn't ask you to divide it. I said, go and give it to this man of God. If I didn't get clarity, I would have divided it. And what was going to happen is I would have divided my blessings. See, you need clarity. God gave you a vision 5 years ago. Get clarity. Tell somebody, get clarity. You need clarity. This thing really touched me. He said that they showed him about his disease, which will take place at Jerusalem. So the feedback of prayer is what? Clarity of purpose. Hallelujah. May you receive clarity tonight. You are not here with me. I said, may you receive clarity tonight in the name of Jesus. I'll pray until I see thy will be done, O Yahweh. I'll pray until I see your will be done, O Yahweh.